On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, a daughter and father talk about how his alcoholism impacted her and the family in this conversation between Sadie Steller and Lee Ferguson.
For a long time, I don't think that I was really aware of you having a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. I probably normalized it, you know, in my head because mom drinks a glass of wine every night, too. And I think as I became a teenager, I noticed, you know, a little bit more just because I had, you know, started drinking at parties and whatnot. So I knew more about alcohol. And so I would notice sort of quantities that you'd drink. But still, I wasn't really worried. What was most worrisome to me was when we'd had a night together previously, the family, and you would recede from conversation. So you weren't very present, I didn't feel like. And then the next day, if we were talking about conversations from the previous night, you wouldn't usually remember it. So I think it was more like a sadness that I was filled with, because as I got older, I wanted to connect with you more, and I felt like it was harder to do. When I knew that you were making the change that you were to stop drinking, I remember coming home from Columbus to be there that weekend just to be there with you. And I hope I shared how proud of you I was for making that decision and how happy I was, because I knew that the other direction that it could have gone in, you know, could have been family getting split up, sort of.
I know, that was scary. Yes, I do remember you saying that you were proud of me, as well as all the kids did, and mom too. In the meetings that I would attend, that I would talk about, you have a higher power. You don't necessarily have a God. You don't have, you know, anything that's definable except the higher power, something you put your trust in and rely on. At every meeting, I said, my family is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is my higher power, because I realized that I didn't want to sink to the depths that was possible. And once I started getting reinforcement from you all, and so it's been 5 years, which is good. You know, you have to learn to forgive yourself, which is a hard thing to do. And I would ask your forgiveness for not being there many times. That was the one thing. But I know I don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that. Well, I never felt like that was ever necessary in my relationship with you. I don't know if, you know, other family members had different feelings about it, but in my relationship with you, all I needed was for you to stop drinking. It wasn't anything making up for stuff in the past, just being sad that it hadn't been a little bit more present for that period of years that I felt like I noticed it. But how many years did you drink?
Back in the day, as we say, it was a big deal to start drinking in high school. You could go out and get buy beer and that sort of thing. But then it went, it was pretty consistent from 21 on. Yeah, I was always a John Wayne kind of drinker, you know, walk up to the bar and give me the bottle. And it wasn't until later on when I became less tolerant of the alcohol that it reared its ugly head.
But you were always, you know, you always went to work and always had a job. I think you've said it, that you were a functioning alcoholic.
Right.
So now that you've given it up, you know, obviously you've lost weight, you're healthier, you're more present. Is it challenging, or what is that like?
No, you know, you don't want to sound so superior as though you've conquered the devil rum kind of situation, but it's because that one seed has been planted, which is if you go that route again, you're going to lose everything that means everything to you.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph B. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.